Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here last Friday in the month of February, or February, however you'd like to say it. February 26th, 2021, 13 and a half minutes past the hour. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. Angie Evers in studio with me. How's it going, Angie?
Well, it's Friday night.
It is Friday night. It's the 9 o'clock hour now.
Yep. Bedtime.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
On Friday night?
Right.
No. In summer, it'll still be daylight at this point.
Yeah, that'll be nice. Bedtime won't be so early.
So do you have a take on why downtown Marion is not flourishing like downtown Delaware or downtown Upper Sandusky, which I think are the two closest downtowns to us, both to the north and to the south?
Mm-hmm. I love Delaware. Like, Delaware is so nice. Like, I worked in Delaware for 5 years before I worked where I work now for a doctor. And so I really got to know Delaware. And I like a lot of things about Delaware. And I always said I would love to live in Delaware. But I know the cost of living in Delaware is a little bit higher. But, I mean, to go downtown, you could walk. You could just park your car and walk all over downtown. And there's stores everywhere, restaurants all over.
But why there and not here? That's the question. Why can that happen there and not here?
Well, I mean, right downtown, Delaware is, you know, Ohio Wesleyan. So maybe they just have more money down there.
Well, this is what I keep telling people. What is in downtown Marion? What highway? What major intersection, what major thing is down here that's going to attract people 5 days a week, 12 months a year? I don't know of anything.
Right, nothing. But, like, I mean, you know, working, I've worked downtown Marion for the last almost 12 years, okay? And prior to that, I worked in Delaware for 5 years. Prior to that, I worked downtown Marion for another 5 years. So I've worked downtown Marion the majority of my life. I mean, working adult life. And, you know, I don't venture to the sit-down restaurants downtown because I'm not going to pay $10 to eat lunch. You know, I don't make money like that. I can't afford that. And that's what I think I get disappointed about is, you know, when people go to lunch, like people like me, you know, I don't have money to eat out like that every day, and they don't have like specials for like lunch specials.
But can you get a $10 lunch in Delaware and Upper Sandusky?
You know, I don't know.
So what is the difference? Got to be something.
But I wish the businesses downtown would have specials, like $5 lunch specials, or even $6 lunch specials. Isn't too bad, but, you know, when you're paying $10-$12 every day for lunch, you can't afford that.
I just think we're in denial. We've been in denial about this downtown area for a long, long time. We keep saying everything's okay, everything's okay, everything's okay, or we'll fix it, or it's a very weird attitude. And clearly, it's not been fixed, and it's not going to be. And if you refuse to acknowledge that you have a problem, you can't fix the problem. And then people, when you say something like this, when you have an opinion where you're saying, this is not downtown Delaware, this is not downtown Upper Sandusky, and it's probably not going to be, people think that's negative. But you're just telling the truth. I mean, it's not hard to drive down through here and see the difference.
Right. And, I mean, if I didn't work downtown, I wouldn't come downtown. I mean, there would be nothing down here for me to do.
The only time I'm down here is when I'm doing this show.
Right.
That's it. I mean, there is no reason for me, who I only live 10 minutes from this area, to come here. There's, beside, a restaurant? I mean, and I'm not saying we don't have good restaurants down here. I'm sure we do. But outside of that, if it's Friday night and I've got to go to the grocery store and I've got to go to the department store and buy a new pair of shoes and I need to, then I'm going to go out and eat, you can't do that down here. Or I need to pick up a prescription or anything like that. There are so many things you can't do down here.
Right.
Now, if you're just coming to eat, then you probably can. But outside of that, there just isn't anything.
Yeah.
You can't even come down here and grocery shop. And even though we do have this market down here now, it's not big enough to do all your shopping.
Well, I mean, I was just thinking today, like, you know, when you park far away, like at Walmart, yes, you're parking far away, but you also have a grocery cart where you're pushing groceries. And I bet they don't even have carts down there.
I don't know.
I mean, because you're not going to be able to, like, I don't know.
We had a lot of opinions on this morning. Does anybody have opinions tonight? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. What are your opinions on the troubled area downtown? But, you know, it shouldn't be so hard to figure out, because go out on Delaware Avenue, which was once a very busy area. It's not busy anymore for the same reason. Everything moved, and that's the way it goes. Go ahead, caller.
Happy birthday to you. Happy belated birthday to you. Scott Spears.
Ted, how you doing?
I'm doing well. I just thought I'd surprise you with a call, but only because it's your birthday, and I know that you're going, your regular programming didn't call for me to be on. But I want you to know I'm sorry, I'm better late than never. Or some of my friends, closer friends, would always say, slow, but for show, spelled S-U-R-E.
Well, as long as it comes in, that's all you need. How you been, Ted?
I'm doing well. You know, Kathy's been upgraded somewhat to another challenge, but we can talk about that off camera. I mean, off the mic.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's a Friday, and let's see, the numbers are going down in the COVID situation, and I didn't expect any interviews, but I want you to know the first of the month is being very much considered, and I'm going to blow Marion up. No, just teasing. That sounded like a terrorist.
Well, I'll tell you, well, there's a lot of exciting things that are going to go on here very soon, and I know everybody is excited in this area, so it's going to really be something. Now, Ted, last weekend we did the big interview down at the North Market, talked some more about you running for governor. What's the response been this week?
Well, you know, it hasn't been posted as of a straight-ahead forward. Again, I'm caring for my significant other, as you well know, and of course some of the listeners heard me talking about Kathy's health and so forth, so I'm a little bit concerned with that. Once that arrivals, you know, to the wayside, I'll be able to accept the challenges and meet all the people throughout the state of Ohio, many cities, and I'm hoping that the fanfare, or at least the welcome to ticket run, will be to my advantage.
Absolutely. And Ted, I know everybody is excited here in Marion at the prospects of what are to come within the next 30 days. And
it's going to be very interesting. And of course, needless to say, it's going to be very challenging. And that's what I've always been about, challenges. I never give up hope. And I tell it like it is. And I love people who don't have those fake facades in their life or live in total fear because of racial preconceived racial allegations of sorts. You know, they're going around pushing Chinese people, immigrants, to the ground and all of that kind of thing. What do you make of that?
Well, it's a mess, and I'm not really sure why this is going on. It seems like everybody is so angry. Everybody wants to go out and punch somebody, and I'm not sure, is this an effect of the pandemic? Is this an effect of the winter we've just been through? I don't know, but people are angry.
Well, let's just hope they can come together and get people out of the frame of mind, and children a little more relaxed with their homeschooling that they're going through, and take away some of their fears and their stress. These kids are stressing worse than I've had. My own grandchildren are speaking of it. I'm sure it branches off into other kids in their age groups. But once this COVID situation and all of this rhetoric about charging Trump, you know, I'm sick of that. Let's just leave well enough alone, get this pandemic under control. Let's get the state of Ohio back to where the Buckeyes are going to be playing, and we'll see a championship in Cleveland.
Absolutely. Well, Ted, before I let you go, and of course I want you to give my best to Kathy, I didn't...
Hold on. This call is very important. Go to a station break.
Okay. Well, Ted might call back then. All right. Well, I was just about to give my wrap-up there to Ted, but he'll come back. Well, hey, you were with us with Golden Voice last week. It was very interesting. It was very cold. We were outside at the North Market, and he got in his jacket that he hadn't worn for 10 years.
Right.
I thought that was fun.
Oh, yeah.
740-383-9944. Phone lines are open. All kinds of stuff going on. We're talking about downtown Marion there. If anybody has an answer or a question in regard to that, give us a buzz. 740-383-9944. All kinds of interesting things happening here with this station. And in the next month or so, it's going to be an interesting ride. We're not going to talk about any of it until it takes fruition, but boy, there's some interesting things going on behind the scenes right now.
Oh,
hey Google.
Hey Google.
Yeah.
Oh, I was gonna say that the parking downtown I don't like, and I think that steers people too away, the parking.
But people try to dismiss that. You know, when you say there's a bad parking situation, people come and they say, well, no, there's not. I don't know how you could say that there's not a bad parking situation downtown. Now, you can overcome it, but it is bad.
I mean, I don't like to park along the road. Although in Delaware, they have parallel parking. I don't really care to do that either, and it's hard to find a spot in Delaware. You know, but people walk. And, you know, I was thinking, you know, like when we went to Baker's, we had to walk. We walked a little bit. But they have parking lots.
See, but there's the thing again. Again, here lies the problem. Bucyrus is downtown. There's a Wendy's.
Mm-hmm.
Baker's, which is a landmark for a lot of people. Carly's, which is a landmark for a lot of people. There are things down at drugstore. There's a drugstore right there. It's a CVS, isn't it? There's something there.
Yeah. But the difference is there is you drive through downtown to get, like, places.
Right, but Delaware, you know, you have the Hamburger Inn, you have the House of Thurman, you have Amato's. You look at Upper. Upper has gas stations downtown. They have their Domino's. Pizza is downtown. Mm-hmm. It's a sit-down place. A lot of things downtown are either landmarks or go-tos. I can't think of either of those things in downtown Marion.
No.
What is a place in downtown Marion where you say, boy, I gotta go. I gotta go there to get that. Now, we have those things that are unique to Marion. They're just not downtown.
Right. Well, I think people would go to the warehouse, but they closed.
You know, it was down here for a long time, and people knew of it, but I don't know that it was a huge attraction.
I think it was pretty big.
I don't know. Every time I was in there,
they weren't busy.
Certainly didn't have to wait.
Really?
No.
Yeah, maybe just over the last, you know, recent years, maybe it just hasn't been as busy, I guess. But, I mean, that used to be, like, a very popular place to go.
But it wasn't a big place. I mean, I could see how they would run out of seating pretty easily.
Yeah.
I don't know. We have this idea where we all just want to be up all the time. Everything's got to be positive, and everything's got to be, you know, just so. Well, that's not how life is. But you know what? People in the town have to say that, because if they admit there's a problem, then there's a problem. Nobody wants to have a problem. We all would rather not have a problem. Let's go back to the phones here. Having a good night here on Friday night. Go ahead, caller.
Hello, I'm calling Scott.
Oh, Larry, how are you? Larry Merchant.
Well, I guess my voice resonates.
I recognize it after many adventures. How are you, Larry?
Well, I'm a little older than Scott is these days. I just turned 90.
Well, you know, Larry, I was thinking about that not too long ago. This was your 90th birthday month. How does it feel to be 90?
Well, almost as if by warning, as soon as I turned 90, I had a neck issue and a hernia issue and a few other issues, but we're working them out.
Well, I am very glad to hear that. So, other than those things, how are you making it through the pandemic, Larry?
Well, my wife and I have had both shots, and we're happy about that. We feel like we must have done something right in our lives, mostly our daughter, who planned the whole thing and got us there and got us home.
You know, Larry, I got to tell a story about you since it's in your 90th birthday month, because I don't know how much the listeners know, but Larry's been coming on with me for a long time now, and he was working at HBO, and the big Mayweather fight came up, the one we all remember in all the pictures, where Larry and Mayweather got into a little tussle when it was over. And Larry was the most popular man on planet Earth the next day. It was TMZ was after Larry Merchant. Every news station was running the clip when I woke up the next morning. It was like the world had stopped. And Larry had been on with me prior to that. We'd talked about boxing and things of that nature. And he's still working at HBO. And I thought, well, I'm going to try to get Larry on the program, because he's the hottest thing in the world right now. And I thought for sure I would never get Larry. So I called up the number I had. He was in the airport coming back from the fight on a Sunday. He taped the interview with me right there in the airport, sat down with his bags in his hand, did the interview with me. I think we did a 30-minute interview on the whole situation, never complained, never said he was in a hurry, and I'm sure everybody was calling you at that time, but that is the type of guy Larry Merchant has always been to me. And that's when I thought, well, you probably could have taken Floyd Mayweather, Larry.
Well, I was with my grandson over the weekend, and he informed me that I was outperforming Justin Bieber. I wasn't quite sure who Justin Bieber was, but apparently that was some signal achievement.
Well, you know, it's a funny thing, and I don't think I've ever told you this, Larry, but the first time I had you on, because you're a tough interviewer. I mean, when you would go in the ring, you didn't know who was going to win those fights, and you were asking tough questions of these guys. I thought, well, you know, Larry might be a little, you know, some people are a little crusty. Some people are a little, you know, difficult to deal with. Larry Merchant is one of the nicest people you will ever meet on the face of the earth. So the interviewer, Larry Merchant, is a great journalist, but the man is just one of the nicest people.
That's very kind of you, but I guess if I was a prize fighter who had been hitting and getting hit for about an hour, I probably wouldn't know how to take all those barbs either.
Yeah, Larry, I was always amazed. You went in the ring impromptu. You didn't know who was going to win the fight. How did you prepare to do those, you know, 5-minute interviews that were so very important?
Well, it's something I had done all my life. Speak truth to power. That there's you have the answer, and just let the answerer go, and they want to be heard, and they appreciate the fact that I'm direct with them and that I want to give them my time and let them tell us what happened from the first person.
Well, Larry, I am so happy to hear your voice and so happy you called in to say happy birthday, and my happy birthday is back to you. Yours a far more important birthday than mine at this point. So thank you, Larry.
Hey, thank you, Scott.
The legendary Larry Merchant, HBO Boxing. This is turning into a great night. That's call number three. Larry Merchant, Ted Williams, and Sam Donaldson. There you go. Hey, I didn't get any better than that.
Yeah.
I love Larry Merchant. I do. I think what he did at HBO was just... If you ever watch a tape, you don't even have to like boxing to appreciate what Larry Merchant was doing as a... I guess they probably called him an analyst, is what he was at HBO. Very, very good. 90. I can't imagine that.
Wow.
You know, it's hard for me to believe people like Larry are 90. Because in my world, they're the age they were when I first started seeing them, which is like 20 years ago. So in my mind, Larry's like 65, 70.
Yeah.
But he's not. He's 90.
Well, maybe he still feels 65, 70.
Sounds like he's just had a bad month, but other than that, right. Doing okay.
Yep, hopefully he's doing good.
Well, again, the phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. You know, it's nice to have nice stories about all these people. I didn't get to tell a nice story about Ted, so I'm going to do that. Ted Williams, and people have been around Ted. But Ted, in the entire 10 years that he's had this national fame, has never really told me no. And I've asked him to do some stuff that, it's not bad. But, I mean, I've said put on a Santa suit. I've said, could you put back on the jacket you wore 10 years ago, which he didn't even have in his possession anymore. I've had him put on wreath glasses. I've had him put on... a sparkly red jacket. Oh, gosh, I'm just thinking of the things I've had him read, things I've written, little, you know, you hear them at the top of every hour, those little, I don't even know what you call them, little bits that we play. He read those cold. He, and you were here for this, and you'll hear this upcoming Christmas, but I wrote this thing called Ebenezer Williams, which is a takeoff on A Christmas Carol. And it stars Ted. It's all really Ted. I mean, I'm in it as a narrator, but it's really Ted. And he had never seen it. It was something like 16 pages, you know, 15 minutes long to record that thing.
Right.
He'd never seen it, never read it, did it cold, and I thought did a great job.
He did. He did excellent.
So that's Ted Williams. And never questioned anything that I wrote in there in regard to the whole thing. So... great guy. And announced he was running for president on my show back in 2016, which was good for me. So I appreciate him doing that. But I think that's trust. I think Ted and I, over the years, have built up a lot of trust in each other. I think he knows that I'm not out to get anybody, though. I would find it hard to believe that somebody would think that I'd be out to get him in an interview. I'm not out to get anybody.
No.
I'm just curious about them. If I ask a tough question, it's because I want to know the answer. It's not because I'm out to get them.
Right.
Like, I'll never forget Governor Strickland. I don't know why this comes to mind, but I remember having Governor Strickland on, who's also a Methodist minister. And I remember I had a question I wanted to ask him because it just, to me, I didn't know the answer. And the question was, he was a Democratic governor, which we haven't had a whole lot of those in Ohio, but yet he's a Methodist minister. So I wondered what his feeling was on abortion. Now, I knew that he was pro-choice being a Democrat. But, you know, you can say you're pro-choice, but what do you believe religion-wise? And I said to him, I said, I've just got an awful question. I remember saying, I've got an awful question to ask you. And he said, go ahead and ask it. And I said, if you have an abortion, do you go to hell? Because being a Methodist minister, what would his take on that be? Mm-hmm. He answered it. God bless him. So, you know, but to me, that's not, wouldn't you want to know that? His opinion? I mean, I don't think, nobody has the definitive answer on anything. But I'm always curious, because to me, that's a little bit representation of a dichotomy, to be a Methodist minister and hold those positions as a Democrat. Right. Not that it can't be, because obviously it is. But there you go.
Hmm. You ask those tough questions.
Some days.
Mm-hmm.
You know what it is? It's because if I went home and didn't ask it, I would think about it. I would think, why didn't I ask that? That is awful. Sometimes when you have somebody on and somebody will come up and say, well, did you ask such and such? And you think, oh,
no.
Oh, I didn't. Mm. I didn't. But even with people who I'm friendly with, I don't think I give a pass. I mean, Mary Ellen Withrow and I are completely friendly, and I still ask her things that I know that she probably would rather not talk about.
Right.
Nothing ever in private, though, because I do believe off the record. If you say off the record to me, it's going to be off the record. But, like, if I ask her opinion on somebody who I know she's not going to particularly like, I probably know what's coming, but I'm not going to not ask it, especially if it's in the news.
Yeah.
But there you go. That's the story of where we are. All right. Phone lines are open. What's going on in downtown Marion? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. You got any thoughts when it comes to downtown Marion or downtown Delaware?
What would you like to see downtown Marion?
You know, I just think if they put something down here, I've always said a grocery store, a Wendy's. If you put a Wendy's down here, can you imagine the bottleneck of traffic that would create? Because people are going to come to Wendy's. This is where I think Main Street has done a great job. Main Street is not Route 95. Main Street is not close to Route 23. But Main Street has a Taco Bell. They have a Rally's, the only Rally's in town. They have the only Dairy Queen in town.
Right.
They have a McDonald's. They have those places. So then those little niche businesses on Main Street, like Victor's Tacos,
mm-hmm.
and little car lots, local car lots and things like that, can survive on Main Street because you've got main traffic that are who want Taco Bell,
right.
who want Rally's, who want McDonald's, who want Dairy Queen. So these little businesses can survive there because of that. There's no anchor in downtown Marion like that. You put a Wendy's down here, you put a Taco Bell down here, you put a Dairy Queen down here, and you're going to see traffic.
Oh, yeah.
And maybe they'll come visit other places.
Right. Being a downtown worker, you know, I think it's sad that, you know, I can't walk out and go, I don't know, I just don't go, well, I only get a half an hour lunch, so maybe that's a thing. But I'd like to go, I can always call ahead, but I could go and walk somewhere, like, and get something to eat, but, you know, I'm just not going to spend $10 on a lunch.
I don't know. It just is amazing to me that nobody could lure, because certainly there's a lure on Main Street.
Yeah.
None of these chains down here.
Right.
I mean, what are we, a mile or two from Main Street?
Probably, yeah, probably.
It's different, and I don't understand it, and maybe I never will. All right, go ahead, caller.
Yeah, you were talking about downtown Marion.
Yes.
I remember when they painted the lines down Center Street.
Right.
And they're all crooked. It reminds me of a drunk guy painted them.
Well, maybe he was. We don't know.
And as far as businesses downtown, we used to have a Henny and Cooper's downtown.
Yep.
There was a restaurant. We had a Murphy's downtown.
Mm-hmm.
and all them places left, and now, as far as I know, or as far as I can tell, or concerned, most of those buildings are so old that businesses don't want to put the money into them to refurbish them.
Well, I mean, there were go-to restaurants downtown that are no longer here. Turoff's, if that were still in business, it would be a go-to.
I remember Turoff's.
Yeah, Turoff's, absolutely. And that would be the equivalent of what a Hamburger Inn is in Delaware.
Yeah.
And we also had the Home Cafe, which George Kosotis was such a front runner in, and you know, that would be as a House of Thurman would be, but those went by the wayside for some reason.
Yeah, I mean, there used to be all kinds of places. I mean, there was movie theaters downtown. I remember the Ohio Theater there on State Street, and I mean, it was closed when I saw it, but there was another movie theater on Center Street, and I can't remember exactly where it was, but there was a movie theater on there somewhere. Yeah, I mean, there was all kind of things downtown, and then everything started moving out south, where the mall was, and then the mall started slowing down, and everything started moving out east, and I don't know, it's like they don't try very hard to get things downtown.
Well, what do you make of the success of Main Street, though? I think that's so interesting.
Because it's a major it's a throughway through Marion.
Well, it is, but I mean, Main Street does extend to downtown, but the downtown end of Main Street has nothing. But the North Main Street, and look at also the fair part.
Look at the buildings down there.
Well, yeah, but I
down into Main Street. I mean, look at the buildings; they're all
run down. But you know, another area that's fascinating to me is the Fair Park area, because Fairground Street is not a main route to anywhere, and you've got a gas station over there, you have a King Saver. You've always had a grocery store over there for as long as I can remember. You've got Genova's Pizza. You've got Dino's Drive Thru. You've got Mega Moo. You've got all these places over there where you can go and get affordable food. You can get ice cream.
Yeah, but the Fairground is when you come off of Pull Lane Road and you're going east, Fairground's the route.
Right, but you know,
that's why everything's there.
Yeah, but you know, like Chateau and Grandview and all these other housing developments never created anything like that. And I don't know, a gas station particularly. A gas station, you put a there's no gas station downtown. You put a gas station downtown and you're going to get
traffic. Well, kind of there is if you consider it certified still downtown.
Well, and look at that little area. You know, that, which I don't know if people do consider that downtown. I don't think downtown considers that downtown. But look, as soon as you leave downtown, you have Tubby's Pizza. You've got Certified. You've got
Rite Aid is right there.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't know what it's almost as if people avoid downtown. We've got all Main Street around it. We've got that Certified area around it. But the downtown itself, people stay out of.
When I was a kid, I would go downtown, but now, I mean, there's nothing down there for me.
Now, if there was a Wendy's down here, don't you imagine you would be downtown more often than you are now?
No, I don't eat fast food.
Well, what's a popular place that you eat at that's a national chain?
Something that would serve good, wholesome food, not fast food.
What if there was a Bob Evans down here?
I might go if there was a Bob Evans.
Something like that. Delaware has that.
If they had decent parking.
Well, you know, parking is, it's such a fight. And I don't know, probably knocking down some of the buildings and making them parking lots is going to be the only way to fix that. But every time you...
Or a parking garage.
Well, yeah, but people jump on you every time you want to do that. And I don't know. Well, hey, I appreciate your opinion. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem.
Yep. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944.
I know what would bring business to Marion, downtown Marion. Chick-fil-A.
Oh, Chick-fil-A, absolutely.
People would come downtown then.
But why is that? There's no area down here we could knock out for something like that. There are. But we try the most insane things that I don't understand. I mean, sometimes I read them and I think, well, okay, there's no harm in trying, but the chances of that succeeding are going to be slim and none. And they are. They always are.
Right. Right.
There are some things that are sure things. You know, you put a fast food place down here, people are going to come.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, over the years, there's been, like, donut places, coffee shops, but, they go out as fast as they come in.
If they would have put Dunkin' Donuts down here, people would have been down here.
Oh, yeah.
But nobody wants to do that. We're always niche. You know, even this new barbecue place, which everybody raves about, it's a niche. I mean, you've got to like barbecue, and is somebody going to want to eat barbecue every night of the week?
I like barbecue.
Do you want it every night of the week?
Probably not.
Right, I think that's the problem, you know. The one thing about fast food is there are coupons, it's cheaper, and you can get different things. They have a wide variety menu. You aren't getting that in the restaurants that are downtown.
No. Well, I was looking at that seafood place today, like their menu, and I don't eat seafood, but I didn't see like any chicken on there. So like,
well, it's only open for 4 hours, isn't it?
Oh, I don't know.
I
didn't pay attention to the hours.
It's down in the old Harding Hotel. What's it called?
Seafood Harbor.
Yeah.
Is it? But I don't know if I just missed like. I mean, I would never pick to go there if they didn't offer like chicken. I mean, or I like steak too, but I just don't really care for fish.
Well, as I say, phone lines are open if you got an opinion. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. As our new sign in the studio says, we're as near as your telephone. Give us a ring. We enjoy hearing from you and hearing your opinions. And if the line's ringing busy, it just means we're on the line with somebody else. So keep on trying back in. 740-383-9944.
So, really, I mean, you know, the specialty places, like, and if they put a Coney place in where that, you know, that would be their specialty. Coney dogs, maybe? I don't know. And then there's the barbecue. There's the ice cream place, which I know they have paninis. I mean, but I've never been there. And then, what else is...
Put a Starbucks down here. It'll change the whole culture.
Oh, yeah.
You have all the kids down here.
Right. That's another one that would definitely bring traffic.
I don't know why they can't do that. I mean, they put Starbucks in Kroger, and they put Starbucks in freestanding Starbucks. I don't know why they couldn't put one down here.
Right, and there's like, I don't know if it's actually Starbucks or not, but there's that coffee place at the hospital. You know,
isn't that Starbucks? I think it is. In the hospital.
Yeah. So... I don't know why they couldn't put a Starbucks downtown. A lot of people, I think, would go there. Probably all my coworkers.
Well, because it's a culture.
Right.
We've talked about that, haven't we?
Oh, I'm sure.
It's a weird culture, but it's a culture. It's like tanning bed people. Have you ever noticed how tanning bed people don't tell you they've been in tanning beds? It's like a curse to tell you that they're doing that. Like you can't tell. I mean, you live in Ohio. It hasn't been sunny since October.
Right.
You don't have a tan.
You can definitely tell. I can tell I have not been in a tanning bed.
You know, and you can always tell those rub-on tans.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't. What is that supposed to do, the rub-on tan?
Just make you look tan.
But is that what we all desire to be, tan?
Well, I would desire my legs to be a little bit tanner.
Well, I just don't know. I mean, is that what we're going for, just all being tan?
Hmm.
Maybe it is. I don't know. But that's what I don't... Tanning beds, tanning solutions. Is that where we all are, tanning beds? Tan? Maybe. We got all going to be tan.
I mean, I haven't been tan for a long time, but... I mean, I always get made fun of... Because my legs are pasty white. So I don't show my legs very often. in the summer.
We're not very individualistic. You know, it's like the whole gym thing. We all want to look the same. We all want to sound the same. We all want to talk about the same things. Okay. I guess, you know, I like variety.
Right.
And I've noticed that people who do this sort of thing when they're young, when they get a little older, it doesn't look so good.
No. Well, I mean, tanning ages you really fast.
I've noticed that.
Right. So, I don't know. I can't say that I've never been tanning, because I have. I mean, I don't go, obviously, often, and I haven't gone for years.
But, you know, don't some people tan and some people burn?
Oh, you know, whenever I would go, I would only stay in for just a couple minutes at a time, because I did not want to burn, and I just kind of built it up that way. But I would not go in there and sit for 20 minutes or however. Like, if I went in there and stayed in there a full length of time, I would be as red as that microphone head right there. I mean,
well, what is that almond color that people want to be? That's kind of what tan looks like to me. Kind of like butterscotch.
Yeah. I would just like my legs not to be so white. They're pasty. Pasty
white. Now, the tanning bed fixes this.
Yes.
Well, I guess, you know, you got to do what you want to do. I guess it's like the Botox. But, you know, I don't know that people... I think the people who have it done, they pay more attention than the people who are getting it done, who are paying attention to them. Right. Like, I couldn't tell anything with the Botox, but I think they thought they noticed something, you know, the two that had the Botox, which, you know, good for them. If it makes them feel better, that's good. I think you should do what makes you feel good, but I couldn't tell any difference.
Yeah. I mean, I would probably only go, I mean, I would probably just go to the tanning bed to get my legs darkened a little bit. Just a little bit. I mean, I wouldn't go and, you know, I don't know, be a completely dark.
Well, if you've been thinking about calling in, we're in the final five here, 740-383-9944. Any opinions you've thought about giving, now would be the time. 5 minutes left in the program, 740-383-9944.
So, any big plans for the weekend?
You know, not that I'm aware of.
Just going to relax.
Which is good, because you have to do that every so often.
Right. It's nice to relax sometimes.
I feel sometimes that life is just a little too hectic.
It's been a little hectic lately.
It's nice sometimes. You know, I think in the summer when it's nice, it's fun to go places, and I'm not saying never go anywhere. But there is something nice about, you know, you stay in your pajamas as long as you want on Sunday or Saturday, and you go outside and sit, and you just sit and you talk, or you go out on the porch, or you go out for a walk. You know, things you can do only in the summer that you don't have to get in a car and get dressed up and go to do. There's, you know, go walk to the grocery store. I'm nice. I live next to a grocery store that I can walk to. You know, that's fun. And in the summer, it's a great thing. You know, somebody said, I don't fish recently. Well, there's a fishing hole, I think is what you would call it, that I can walk to.
Yeah.
That's fun.
Oh, yeah.
I think I showed you that, didn't I? We went back there one time. Yeah. We didn't fish.
No.
But we were back there.
Right.
It's a neat little area, is it not?
Oh, yeah.
There are people back there all the time.
There was people back there fishing when we walked by.
Yeah, it's mm-hmm. And people think it's not, apparently it's not a fishing area, but it is. Because people are back there quite a bit.
Oh, yeah. Do you have fishing poles?
You know, I did. And I think, well, I had one. And I think it got broken.
Oh.
Yeah.
I had fishing poles and mine disappeared somewhere.
Oh, that's a little shady.
A few months ago.
A little shady.
A little bit.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah. I'm going to keep looking in my garage, though, and see if I can find any other that somebody else didn't find.
I did. I had one, and that's the one I used last year, but I think the last time I went, I didn't go a whole lot last year, maybe three or four times, mm-hmm. but I think the last time I went, I think I shut the trunk on it.
On your fishing pole?
Well, yeah, it wasn't brand new, and I think when I shut the trunk on it, that kind of did it in.
Hmm. You know, we used to go cane fishing with my dad. My dad would take a group of, like, senior citizens fishing, and we go cane fishing. That was fun.
Now tell people what that is.
Like a cane pole?
Like, where do you get one of those?
Well, I don't know. I think people made them.
But you just put a piece of string on the end?
Basically, yeah.
So how do you hook? How do you put a hook on it?
Oh, I have no idea. I'm sure there was a way to hook them somehow.
Did anybody ever catch anything?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we were out to... We would go out to Caledonia to the... Gosh, what's that place called out there? Oh, my mind is blank.
You don't have your cane pole?
Oh, I'm sure Mom has some in the garage.
Now, see, I would like to go fishing like that. I think that's mm-hmm. fun.
Yeah.
See, but I never had a tackle box or anything like that. I'm not that advanced in the fishing world. I would just stop and get worms and go. That was pretty well the extent of it.
Yeah. I haven't been fishing for a long time.
I always take a radio with batteries mm-hmm. because I think that's, even though it's peaceful out there, you know, just alone, I think that helps. And I like, especially if you're going to be out there for a while. Mm-hmm. And I also take, you know, something to drink and something to eat. Because, you know, you think, well, I'm not hungry, I'm not thirsty. Then you're out there for a while.
Yeah.
And when you leave, you have to pack everything up and leave. So why not just have it there? If you don't eat it and you don't drink it, then fine. But if you do, it's there.
Do you have a cooler?
Yeah. But, you know, I was trying to remember what I did with that after last year. It may be in the garage.
I have a couple coolers.
Gotta like a good cooler. Well, I think we're approaching the end of the show tonight. I hope people have enjoyed this. We thank the callers. I think Ted Williams, Sam Donaldson, Larry Merchant, all calling in with late birthday wishes, but still important birthday wishes. Good people. I appreciate that.
That's really nice.
Well, it is nice, and who gets that? Well, for Angie Evers, this is Scott Spears. For all of us here at WWGH News, for this Friday night, heading for the dugout.
As I walked through the door, I could see, I've always made it a habit in my career, especially as a detective, if I went into a room where there's more than one people around, I did a quick look over of all of them, up and down. So I saw Ruby. He was standing there, and he was holding that pistol in his left hand pressed against his leg. Well, he was surrounded by police officers, and